On Bay Spotlight, Mill with you, and it's time to talk to somebody from Gateways Support Services. Erin is the People and Culture Manager. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Mill.
Let's talk about recruiting. Can you tell us about the different type of roles that you recruit for?
Yeah, sure. At Gateways, we hire across many different roles, but at the heart of what we do are our disability support workers.
Yeah.
So they're the ones supporting independents at home, running camps and recreation, and providing one-on-one support. We also employ inclusion support additional assistants in local kindergartens, and of course in the corporate and professional roles behind the scenes, keeping the organisation running. So what we can offer is lots of flexibility, whether it be part-time hours, long-term career pathways. There are many, many opportunities to find a role that suits at Gateways.
So this is all people coming into the business and then helping everybody else with the things that they need for their life, basically, isn't it?
Absolutely, that's right.
What was the kinder one? That sounded really interesting.
So they're additional assistants that are funded to go into kindergartens and support one-on-one with children.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a great role.
That is a great role. So there's a few roles going by the sounds of things at Gateways, is there?
Yes, very much.
All right. So what makes Gateways a great place to work, Erin, and what do you look for in anybody listening? Things I wouldn't mind joining that team.
So what people tell us that makes Gateways special is this sense of purpose and belonging.
Yeah.
So we had an employee engagement survey recently, and we were really encouraged to see that 90% of our people said they felt connected to Gateways' purpose.
Yeah.
So for me, that speaks to more than just engagement. It shows that our people understand why we exist and how we make a difference through our day-to-day work in the lives of people with disability and their families.
Yeah, good. So tell me, now this is a question without notice, but I think this is a good one. What do you love, Erin, about working at Gateways?
Yeah, look, for me, it's the purpose. Absolutely love getting into work every day. Even though I'm in an enabling and a support role, what I can see is that what I do day to day definitely makes an impact on the community.
Yeah. And what are the team like you work with?
My team are brilliant. And if we're talking about recruitment, I guess a plug for the recruitment team led by the incredible Tara. So she is absolutely wonderful. The team will spend their time talking to candidates about how you can get involved in Gateways and what a career might look like for you there.
It sounds like a wonderful place to work, Erin. We're talking to Erin, who's the People and Culture Manager for Gateways Support Services. What sort of qualifications do you need to join Gateways?
That's the really great thing, Mill. You mostly won't need a qualification to start. If you've got the right attitude, we'll have the opportunity to support you to build those new skills and grow your career.
If somebody's thinking, I wouldn't mind joining Gateways, Erin, how can they get involved and apply?
Yeah, sure. The easiest way to get involved is to visit our website, gateways.com.au. Check out our Work With Us page where all of our current vacancies are listed. You can apply online. So right now we've got lots of active recruitment happening, definitely in the support worker space. But for those caught in the corporate merry-go-round, it's worth keeping an eye out on all those back office enabling roles in disciplines like finance and risk. Moving into the not-for-profit sector is a great way to use your skills in a role that really gives you purpose. You can always reach out directly to our recruitment team. Email them at recruitment@gateways.com.au.
All right, that's Erin. She's the People and Culture Manager at Gateways Support Services. Gateways.com.au is the website. Sounds like a good place to work, and I'm glad you're loving it. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mel.